Good morning and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Aaron Smith and I'm honored to lead us in this time of prayer and devotion. We are still walking through the Jesus Calling devotional, and today, for October 18th, we are reflecting on Go Gently Through This Day. To go gently through our day, we are called and compelled as believers to think about what we are doing and to think about our actions. And not only that, but God calls us to be gentle in what we are doing. We think about our each and every step. We think about how our actions affect other people. In order to do this, we may even turn to the song that says, "Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Order my steps, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word." Maybe that's one way we might achieve trying to be a little more gentle. But it's a blessing that God orders our steps, but we still need to take those steps and think about how we will be gentle in doing so. It's something when we lift our steps, when we take a step, when we co-labor with God in ordering those steps, we have to think about what we're doing first, don't we? If we take a step, we first have to think about what we're doing. We have to think about lifting our leg. We have to think about where our foot will be going. Even with God ordering our steps, we have to consider what we are doing and where our steps are going. And when they go somewhere, how they will be gentle and how we can consider what we are doing. God is happy to do his part in ordering our steps. He is happy to do his step, but for us, we still need to take the step and to be gentle. It's at the core of our faith and our belief that we find being compassionate and considerate to others. This is what Jesus meant when he said, "Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you." If we're being gentle, wouldn't that be a blessing? This is one of the greatest commandments, and the other is, love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Jesus said that everything hangs on these two commandments. So what does it mean to walk gently? It means to keep in mind that when we speak, our words will land in someone's heart. When we take action, it will cause a reaction. What kind of reaction do we want to cause? And when we think, we place importance on something in our minds. Can I be honest with you? Sometimes I feel like I need or want to be something other than gentle, but gentleness is the true nature of the Holy Spirit. We can depend on the Holy Spirit to be gentle. This is not only what God asks for, but a part of who God is. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." It's not always easy, but if we can find real gentleness in our hearts, we will find God there. Brothers and sisters, will you pray with me? Gracious God, we thank you that you have been generous with us. Thank you for your loving care. When we deserve something other than grace, you gave us grace anyhow. When we were not gentle with others, you still gave us an opportunity to change our ways and get right with you. Thank you for treating us like no one else does. Thank you for forgiving us our sins, for lifting us up and sending us on our way today. And we pray for those who were dealing with illness. We pray for those who are in need. We all find ourselves in need at one time or another, but we extend a special prayer to those that need you the most right now. Be with them, O God, provide every need, and bless them out of your abundant mercy and grace. And O God, help us to be gentle on our way. Help us to take truly to heart your spirit, which is to be gentle and humble in heart. Help us to reflect on how you treated people. Help us to reflect on how you walked and considered each step that you took. And we will be quick to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise when we see the fruit of how you have called us to love one another and to love you with all of our hearts. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for this day. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. And God's people said, amen. We thank you so much for joining us today. And don't forget to join us Sunday morning for service at 10 a.m. here at Ray of Hope Christian Church. And again next Wednesday at 7:14 for our prayer call. Thanks so much and have a blessed day.